home of Notre Dame football, Notre Dame basketball, the South Bend Cubs, and the Indianapolis Colts. This is 96.1 WSBT South Bend, the sports leader.
Field in LaPorte, Indiana, as we get set for a regional semifinal matchup and a rivalry matchup between the Mishawaka Cavemen and the Penn Kingsmen here this afternoon. We are a little bit behind schedule today because the first game of the day between Lake Central and Chesterton went to extra innings, and Chesterton ended up winning that ball game by a final of 4-3 after a walk-off double by Chris Torres with two outs in the ninth inning. So the Chesterton team will play the winner of this game later here tonight here in LaPorte, and it is Mishawaka and Penn. Again, a rivalry here between these two teams. They both won sectionals last week. Jesse Steyer joining me, and you played against both of these programs in high school in the NIC. How would you kind of describe Mishawaka and Penn?
Well, first, to start off with Penn, you're going to have a lot of guys who are all around pretty good hitters, all can come up with that timely hit at any time. But most importantly, you have very good pitching. You're going to see a lot of good arms. You're going to see guys who throw high, good off speed out. Okay, you got a little bit more of a scrappier team, probably a team playing with more heart. Team maybe not as talented, but they're always going to be out there giving their best shot.
And it is going to be Ryan Lynch, the starting pitcher for Penn. He's a sophomore left-hander, an 8-1 record. He picked up the win in relief to pick up the sectional championship win earlier this week, I should say, on Memorial Day against Northridge. He is just a sophomore quarterback for the Penn football team and also a Notre Dame commit to the baseball team. And it'll be Sam Shively, another high school quarterback, the Cavemen quarterback. Shively will be on the mound, and he is 7-1 coming into this game as well. He started two times, including the sectional championship game against Adams earlier this week. It is Mishawaka against Penn. We are brought to you by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. We are live in LaPorte, and first pitch is 10 or 12 minutes away. We'll have it for you right here on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Will take a timeout. When you come back, we'll hear from Mishawaka head coach John Hummer. This is Mishawaka Caveman Baseball, presented by Midland Engineering Company on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
It is Mishawaka and Penn in this regional semifinal here today in LaPorte. And John Hummer, the Mishawaka coach, is with us. Coach, just first of all, this is your second sectional in 3 years, sectional championship in 3 years. But how excited is this team to be here today?
Very excited to be here and this opportunity to be able to play in the regional. I got a great group of guys that have worked their tails off and finally found their identity, because we knew that what their potential was at the beginning of the season. And it was just kind of hard to put guys into place, like a puzzle, to figure out where everybody fits. And then there was a turning point in our season where we just finally turned things around. And after that one game that we exploded, we've just taken off from that point.
Well, yeah, and you've won 13 of your last 15 games coming in here today. Was there a specific game or point that maybe you can point to, or things really did swing, or has it just kind of been a gradual coming together?
Well, it was a gradual coming together. It was, the turning point was when we lost to Riley. But we were, up to that point, we haven't been playing all that well, and we didn't play very well to Riley, even though we had the opportunity to win. But at that point, we made a statement to the players that we need to figure this out, because if we continue the way we're going now, we're not going to do very well for the rest of the season. And sure enough, in the next game, we turned up the the stove, and next thing you know, we've just taken off.
I think one of the things that's really cool about Mishawaka is you have so many multi-sport athletes playing baseball. I look down your roster and I see all these guys like Sam Shively, obviously the quarterback, but of the football team, and Dylan Hall on the basketball team, and a lot of other guys who've played both sports or one of those two sports and baseball. How much do you think that it helps you when you're out here on the diamond in the spring?
I think it helps out tremendously because the kids are competing. They're playing another sport. They're having fun, getting different experience, getting muscles developed in different areas. It just benefits. And I think it benefits other programs too because we're sharing and not specializing, which I'm not a coach that likes to specialize, even though I'd love to have my hands on my kids all the time. But the kids are only young once. I speak from experience that I played multiple sports. I want them to have fun and to have that experience of playing other sports.
Now, this is going to be the third time you've played Penn this season. The first time was a 12-2 decision. The second time, a lot closer, 6-5. So I guess maybe, is there anything that happened between game one and two and then kind of coming in to this one, something maybe that you took from those two games that should maybe help you today?
Well, the first game that we lost 12-2, it was during that first half of the season that we were still trying to figure ourselves out. But then when we started progressing, we were building our confidence and going into the last game against Penn, even though that they won the section, or they won the conference over St. Joe in a fantastic game, even though they clinched, we knew that no matter what, we wanted to come in and give it our best shot to beat Penn.
Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations once again on your sectional championship. Good luck today.
I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you very much for the interview.
All right. Absolutely. John Hummer, the coach of the Mishawaka Cavemen, and we've got Mishawaka Penn coming up in this regional semifinal right after this. This is Mishawaka Baseball, presented by Bindlett Engineering on WSBT.
Welcome back again to Schreiber Field in LaPorte, where Mishawaka and Penn go head-to-head in this regional semifinal matchup. We'll give you the starting lineups for this game. First, the batting order for the team that's designated as the visiting team, the Penn Kingsmen, leading off and playing left field, Nathan Vargo, batting second, playing center field, Brock Boynton. Batting third is the starting pitcher, Ryan Lynch. Batting cleanup, the shortstop, Peyton Kerr. Batting fifth and catching, Nate LaVisa. Batting sixth and playing right field, Marshall Ferner. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Cam Sinski. Batting eighth and playing first base, Jeffrey Pollock. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Hayden Berg. Penn is dressed out in pinstriped white pants, black pinstripe with black tops, white numbers and letters, and the familiar black cap and the P on the front of the hat. Batting order for the Mishawaka Cavemen looks like this. Leading off and playing center field, Donovan Snyder. Batting second, the shortstop, Grant Jablonski. Batting third, the catcher, Derek Dawson. Batting cleanup is the designated hitter, Nick Bottle. He will bat for the second baseman, Jack Heklinski. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Sam Shively. In right field, batting sixth, C.J. Fisher. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Sam Reiske. In the eighth spot, the third baseman, A.J. Rosebush. And batting ninth in left field, Dylan Hall. So that's the order for the Mishawaka Cavemen. They have white pants and their maroon, white, and gray camo tops with maroon letters and numbers across the camo, their maroon hat, and the familiar block white M on the front of those maroon caps. So those are the starting lineups for today's game. And again, Mishawaka is the home team. We will take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you as Sam Shively gets his final warm-ups in before today's Mishawaka Penn game. It's Mishawaka Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. We'd also like to thank Sonic Drive-In. Stop by daily from 2 to 5 for half-price drinks, and nightly after 8 o'clock for half-price shakes at Sonic Drive-In, West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, and just west of Main in South Bend and Michigan City. Back right after this, Mishawaka and Penn in the Regionals on WSBT. Ready for baseball in La Porte as Mishawaka and Penn get set to start off this regional semifinal. The winner to take on Chesterton later tonight. Chesterton, a 4-3 winner in extra innings against Lake Central earlier today. First pitch up and in, 1-0 to Nathan Vargo, the Penn leadoff man. Sam Shively winds and delivers. He will miss upstairs, 2-0.
It's important here for Shively to start off under control and get some composure and start throwing some strikes early.
These two teams played twice during the regular season as Shively bounces one by the plate. It's going to be 3-0 to Vargo. Back in the season opener, or not the season opener, but early in the season, it was Penn winning 12-2. A called strike gets the inside corner to Vargo, 3-1. And then late in the season, they played again. Sam Shively starting that second game. He didn't start the first game, but he started the second game. They won. The Kingsmen won a back-and-forth contest as Vargo takes another called strike. 3-2 now as Shively battles back. Shively started that game. It was back-and-forth. Penn ended up winning 6-5, so a lot closer the second time around as Shively misses away and walks the leadoff man.
Be interesting to see what Penn does here with a runner on first and nobody out in the first inning. I think he'd be swinging away, but you never know. You could expect a bunt here.
Brock Boynton into the batter's box with the leadoff man on, nobody out, as we are underway here in an overcast sky, nice little breeze, and a really nice day, especially compared to just a few days ago, Memorial Day, when it was 95 degrees and hot and sunny. And Boynton is hit by the first pitch he sees. So Shively walks the leadoff man, hits the next man, and a rocky start for Sam Shively with the first two batters aboard for the Penn Kingsmen.
It's nice to see Jablonski come in from the infield after Shively hits that guy. Give him a little confidence, telling him to probably settle down a little bit.
Jablonski, the shortstop, and their number two pitcher as well. It was either going to be Shively or Jablonski starting today. As the pitch misses upstairs to Ryan Lynch, Shively's counterpart, starting pitcher. And again, like we said in the open, both of these guys, the quarterback for their high school football teams as well, as Lynch takes a strike, 1-1. Runners at first and second, and nobody out in the number three batter. Lynch at the plate. Takes a little bit low, two balls and a strike. Shively, a 7-1 record, 10 starts this season, 54 and two-thirds innings, 76 strikeouts and 12 walks, did hit seven batters. He has one of each, a walk and a hit batsman here today as Lynch fouls one off down the right field line. It evens the count at 2-2.
Shively is definitely their workhorse on the mound. You want to see him go at least four or five innings today of solid pitching.
Shively set below the belt from the stretch with runners at first and second, and again line foul on the right side by Lynch. Plenty of room in foul territory down both lines and behind the plate.
Both of those are good 2-2 swings by Lynch. He's just a little bit late. Let's see if he can make an adjustment here and catch up to that fastball.
Two balls and two strikes, nobody out, runners at first and second for the Kingsmen here in the top of the first inning. Shively gave up just 7 earned runs and a .89 earned run average this season as Lynch slaps it foul over toward the first base dugout occupied by his teammates. A lot of unearned runs given up, though. 23 unearned because Mishawaka committed 65 errors over the course of the season. Outfield straight away. Here's another one. Chop toward shortstop. Jablonski underhands to second for one. Heklinski to first. A stretch by Reitske. just in time. A double play and a big one. That not hit really hard, and a good job by the middle infielders there.
Yeah, on the previous 2-2 foul ball, Lynch was early on the changeup, which was a little bit in. Shively went back to the changeup, noticing that he was early. He got the ground ball right to the shortstop and an easy double play.
A 6-4-3 double play. Just like that, 2 outs. A runner is at third, though, here in the top of the first inning. No score. Penn, the first at bat of this ball game. Peyton Kerr, the cleanup man at the plate, takes a fastball for a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Shively winds and delivers. Pulled foul on the third base side, 0-2.
Shively's got him where he wants him here. We'll see what kind of pitch he goes to. Does he try to go up with the fastball, or does he try to go low and out with his changeup? He just got Jablonski out with the changeup, so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to it again.
Here is the 0-2, and it looks like that's what he tried to, but not a good grip, and it sailed high. 1-2. Infield plays back. Outfield shaded slightly toward left as the pitch misses low, 2-2. Little breeze blowing the American flag. It's straight out there in center field, blowing just a little bit toward left. Pitch is up, pop foul and out of play. And it stays 2-2.
It was a good foul off by Kerr there. Pitch was maybe a little up, but his first pitch in the account was also up, and the ump called it a strike, so it was a good protection there.
Runner at third, 2 down. No score in the top of the first. Curveball and a swing and a miss by Kerr. And after a rocky start, after a walk and a hit batsman by Shively, he gets a double play and a strikeout and no damage in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. After one half inning, no score with Mishawaka coming up. This is Mishawaka Caveman Baseball, presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. Mishawaka head coach John Hummer hustles down to third base as the bottom of the first begins. No score after Penn got the first two batters aboard. A double play and a strikeout got Sam Shively out of the first inning. And now Mishawaka bats after the Kingsmen stranded a runner in the top of the first. It's Donovan Snyder at the plate. Snyder with Ryan Lynch on the mound. Lynch fires a strike right down the pipe, 0-1.
Yeah, Lynch is a big lefty on the mound. He's going to try to run that fastball inside on right-handed batters and keep the off-speed away.
Snyder batting 269, big swing and a miss, 0-2. Mishawaka did not hit well in their sectional last week. They were 9-66, but they still managed to win all three games. 9-66 in the three games. Their opponents hit below 200, though, as well. Swing and a miss as Donovan Snyder strikes out to start the ball game.
Lynch got him on three straight fastballs, two down the middle, one elevated for the third strike. It'll be interesting to see when he starts pulling out that off-speed pitch.
Now Grant Jablonski. Shortstop steps into the batter's box. Batting 229 with a 372 on base percentage. Lynch pumping strikes. 0-1 right away to Jablonski. This is the first time Lynch has faced Mishawaka this season. Jablonski showed bunt. Pitch sailed well high. 1-1.
That was Lynch's first time trying to go to the off-speed, and he did sail it, so it'll be interesting to see if he goes back to the fastball here or if he tries to get another off-speed across the plate.
The wind by Lynch, low and inside, 2-1. Mishawaka won the sectional here on this field in LaPorte, beat South Bend Adams 6-4 Monday to win the championship, their 13th win in their last 15 games. Line to left field, a fall for a hit for Grant Jablonski.
Yeah, Lynch just left that ball a little bit too much over the plate and elevated. Jablonski turned on it right over the shortstop's head to get the Mishawaka Cavemen on first.
That brings up Derek Dawson, and you got a matchup here between a couple of sophomores who have already committed to Division I schools. Ryan Lynch committed to pitch for Notre Dame, and Dawson has verbally committed to the University of Evansville. First pitch fouled off by Dawson, 0-1.
I like the aggressiveness there by Dawson. He knows Lynch. He knows what he's got. And if he sees a fastball early, he's going to try to jump on it.
Dawson batting .282, .422 on base, and a .465 slugging percentage. He's driven in a team-high 22 runs this season. He bats with a runner at first, no score, and a one out in the home half of the first inning. Lynch from the stretch. Dawson pops it up high on the infield, right side. Calling for it is the first baseman, Jeff Pollock, who makes the catch. Two down.
I know Dawson wanted that one back. The ball was a little bit down in the zone, but he had good timing. He just missed it on the pop-up.
Two down, and a lefty can do that to you sometimes, can't they?
Yeah, those stupid lefties on the mound will always get you.
It'll be Nick Bodle, the designated hitter. He bats with two outs and a runner at first base. Lynch comes set. Gets the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Lynch has only thrown two balls to the first three batters. And those were both to Jablonski, who singled on a 2-1 count.
Again, he goes to the off-speed there, and it missed his high again for a 1-1 count.
Not able to really control it to his liking so far. Set and the 1-1. Called strike, 1-2.
That fastball was beautifully painted right on the inside corner. There's really not much the hitter could do with that. That ball just runs right in on you before you even know it.
1-2, the count to Bottle, who hits for the second baseman, Jack Heklinski. Runner goes, popped up, high in the air, carrying on the third base side, racing in. Kamsinski is able to make the catch. And just like Penn, Mishawaka strands a runner in the first. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We played one complete, no score between Penn and Mishawaka in this regional semifinal matchup in LaPorte. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Baseball. Special presentation brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. Nate LaVisa, the Penn catcher, in the batter's box to start off the second inning. Top of the second, no score between Penn and Mishawaka. Sam Shively, the Mishawaka pitcher, winds and delivers in the left-hand batting. LaVisa fouls it out of play on the third base side, 1-2. Penn in the third base dugout. Mishawaka, the home team, on the first base side.
Shively looks much more controlled and relaxed, and you can tell he's settled in a little bit more. And he's gotten two strikes over here when he was struggling with command there for a little bit.
Here's the 1-2. Upstairs, chopped to second base. Heklinski takes it and throws to first for the out. Heklinski, the son of the Mishawaka basketball coach, Ron Heklinski, getting the start at second base. Yeah, you could tell Shively looked like maybe he was a little too amped up there in the first. Threw three straight balls to start it off. Ended up walking the man, then hit the next guy with the next pitch. And does look at least a little more calm right now with one out in the second. And Marshall Ferner, the right fielder at the plate, he fouls it straight back, 0-1.
Yeah, you know, it's a big game. Mishawaka's here in the regional game. And this is the guy you want on the mound, though. Shively's your senior. He's your leader. And I think that everybody has...
Junior,
sorry.
That's okay.
He had those first inning jitters, but he's really, really settled in nicely here. His off-speed's really working well for him.
As Ferner fouls a pitch off and falls behind 0-2. Shively, one of just two Mishawaka All-NIC selections. That was announced earlier this week. Swing and a miss. Foul tip, actually, by Ferner into the catcher's mitt, but a strikeout nonetheless as Derek Dawson hangs on to it. Second strikeout by Shively, and there's quickly two down in the second. Shively, second team All-NIC, and right fielder today, C.J. Fisher, honorable mention. Those are the only two Cavemen to get All-NIC honors as Kamsinski goes around 0-1.
Yeah, Sinski kind of Check swung on that one. I don't know if he was confused by what the pitch was or if he was just a little bit too early, but nonetheless, Shively got the strike on him.
0-1 and in there at off speed for a strike, 0-2. Sinski, of course, the younger brother of Skylar Sinski, drafted in the fourth round by the Oakland A's a couple of years ago, as Shively misses away from the left-hand batter, Cam Sinski.
That was a good 0-2 pitch there by Shively. Still competitive pitch, but didn't put it too much in the zone.
Curveball skied high in the air, left field line, long run. Dylan Hall still on the run, and he kind of overran it a little bit. It drops in fair territory, and Sinski's going to end up with a double.
Yeah, that play was tough for the left fielder. The ball kind of tailed on him towards the end there and just dropped right over his head, right down the foul line.
First baseman, Jeffrey Pollock.
Hall kind of took maybe a little bit of a flat line to get there, and it did end up just getting over his head. So a two-out double puts a runner at second in the scoreless game in the top of the second. Jeffrey Pollock, the first baseman, stands in the batter's box. Another left-hand stick as Shively fires inside, 1-0.
Penn had a similar situation in the first with a runner on third and two outs. Now they got another runner on second with two outs, and let's see if they can get this guy in.
Inside, gets away from Dawson, tracks it down just a few feet behind home plate, 1-1. Penn has won five straight sectional titles after winning the sectional they hosted earlier this week with a wild one on Memorial Day against Northridge, a team they lost to open the season. Upstairs to Pollock, 2-1. Up 3-0, check that. Excuse me. Runner at second as Shively looks back as the sun peeks out. He fires a fastball in there for a strike, 3-1. Penn comes into this game with a 21-game winning streak. They're 27-4. They started the season 0-3 and have barely lost since. Tapped out toward the mound. Shively fields it and fires to first to get the out. Penn will strand another runner. They get their first hit after the two-out double by Sinski, but no damage for the Kingsmen. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We're in the middle of the second. Still no score. This is a special presentation, regional semifinal action between Mishawaka and Penn, presented by Midland Engineering Company on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Sam Shively starts off the bottom of the second inning. It'll be the 5, 6, and 7 batters, Shively, C.J. Fisher, and Sam Reiske. Ryan Watt, one of Mishawaka's top relievers, is down in the bullpen, tossing right now as Shively takes a ball, just the fourth ball. Ryan Lynch, the Penn starter, has thrown as Shively takes low to even it at 1-1.
Yeah, Lynch is still working that fastball in on right-handed batters.
Foul tipped by Shively, 1-2. And it might just be Watt down there tossing just in case, but Shively did start two games in the sectional, 5 days apart. Curveball just misses by Lynch, 2-2. And, of course, one of those games was on Monday, the sectional championship. So you're talking about 4 days rest in between. So this is Shively's third start today in a little bit more than a week. Fouled back by Shively. The count stays 2-2.
Yeah, in that first sectional game, Shively did go the complete game, all 7 innings against Plymouth with the 2-0 win. And then he came back, like you said, on limited rest and pitched 6 2/3 against Adams in the sectional championship win. So he has pitched a lot, and he is on just a few days rest. So maybe just a little precautionary thing down there in the bullpen.
A 3-2 count as the pitch bounces in front of the plate to Shively. He's batting .299, .421 on base percentage. And he will swing through it and strike out. That's the second strike for Ryan Lynch. He struck out leadoff man Donovan Snyder. an inning ago, and quickly one down with no score here on the second. Pitch will miss up and away from C.J. Fisher, 1-0. Fisher batting 278. Lynch pumps another strike in there. One ball, one strike. Lynch got the win in relief Monday. Wild Northridge game that Penn won 11-10. Called strike gets the inside corner, 1-2 to Fisher. Cook started the game, and Cook was the other option. Cook is most likely, if Penn wins, would start tonight against Chesterton. It was more than likely than not going to be one of those two. As Fisher chases out of the strike zone, he'll go down on strikes. Two down here in the second. So Cook started, pitched three against Northridge, and then Lynch came in, pitched two innings of relief, and picked up the win. Sinski ended up with the save, and Hoskins pitched an inning as well, as Penn needed four pitchers to beat Northridge. Sam Reiske takes a strike, 0-1.
I think what's most impressive about Lynch is he's in a very good rhythm. He gets the ball back, he gets set, and he brings it in there. He doesn't waste much time. It's about the same amount in between pitches every time.
Another pitch bounces in the dirt in front of the plate. Count even, one ball, one strike. No score. Bottom of the second, two outs, and the base is empty for the Cavemen. Line to right field by Reiske. That's going to fall in for a hit.
That was an excellent piece of hitting there. Fastball looked a little bit low and out, and he just went with it and put a nice hit over the second baseman's head.
A.J. Rosebush.
Reiske with a two-out single. That's the second hit for the Cavemen today. Brings up A.J. Rosebush. Rosebush, the third baseman, batting 267 with a 421 on base. He has driven in 10 and scored 10 this season as Lynch misses low, 1-0. Rosebush had the biggest sectional for the Cavemen. He had four hits as he swings and misses here to even the count. At 1-1, he was 4-for-6 in the three games, including a pair of doubles, three of his hits, and two RBIs Monday in the sectional championship win over John Adams. And he lines this one to left center field, and that's going to fall for a hit.
Yeah, Rosebush stays hot with another single over the shortstop's head, and now the Mishawaka Cavemen have guys on first and second and two outs here.
Two down, and the number nine batter, Dylan Hall, to the plate. As the bottom of the Mishawaka order looks to get something going. We're going to have a courtesy runner. Or not a courtesy, but a pinch runner.
Looks like number 44, Ryan Starrett.
So Ryan Starrett to run for Reiske. Both of those guys part of the Cavemen football team, as Starrett comes in to run for the first baseman, Sam Reiske, with two outs. He will run at second base. Rosebush with good wheels at first base, and Dylan Hall standing in the batter's box. Lynch, first pitch, swing and a miss by Hall, 0-1.
I like Mishawaka's strategy to pinch run here. You want to get this guy in on a single, and in a big game like this, especially against Penn, you want to get on the board first and give your team some momentum.
Two outs, a little bit of a head start on contact as well, as the breaking ball misses to even the count at 1-1.
Lynch still really isn't locating any of his off-speed really well, but he's having his way with his fastball.
A sophomore left-hander with three strikeouts through the first inning plus, misses up and away, 2-1. Runners at first and second for Mishawaka, and it's been pretty much all overcast here today, and the clouds breaking now. Some sunshine and some blue sky peeking from above. Hitting the air to center field as it drifts into left center. Brock Boynton goes back to make the catch off the bat of Dylan Hall. And Mishawaka will strand a pair in the second. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two left. Mishawaka stranded three through the first two innings. And after two complete, a scoreless game between Mishawaka and Penn, presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT.
The home of Notre Dame football, Notre Dame basketball, the South Bend Cubs, and the Indianapolis Colts. This is 96.1 WSBT South Bend, the sports leader.
Top of the third inning, no score between Mishawaka and Penn in this regional semifinal as Sam Shively just misses a ball to the number nine batter, Hayden Berg. Sam Reiske, the Mishawaka first baseman, re-entered the game, so Starrett is out and won't be able to come back in as he pinch ran for the first baseman.
I think Berg tried to call time there, but it wasn't granted. To his advantage, though, Shively threw a ball. Now it's 2-1.
Shively winds and fires a fastball low. Three balls and a strike. Shively with a fastball, cut fastball, a curveball, and also occasionally a changeup.
Berg is not a guy you want to walk here as the nine hitter to bring up your top of the lineup with a guy on first and nobody out.
3-1. Just gets the plate, and the count is full. And the man in the on-deck circle, Nathan Vargo, walked to start the ball game. Here's the payoff from Shively. Chopped up the middle to shortstop. It is picked up and fired to first in plenty of time by Grant Jablonski. One down.
That was a good play by Jablonski. That ball was hit pretty solid up the middle, ranged to his left, set his feet underneath, and made a strike to first to get the leadoff guy.
Jablonski, good athlete, a guard on the Mishawaka basketball team. And it's interesting that Jack Heklinski, the son of Ron Heklinski, the basketball coach, doesn't play basketball. But so you've got a shortstop who is on the basketball team, and the second baseman, the son of the basketball coach, doesn't play. Fastball misses away from Vargo, 1-0. Sun out now as Shively misses, 2-0. Vargo again, he walked to start the ball game. He saw three straight balls, and he sees three straight again. Shively came back and had the count full before he lost him. And it's 3-0 once again to Nathan Vargo. Vargo takes a fastball for a strike. He is committed to play at Kankakee Community College. Swing and a miss. The count is full once again.
Shively, just like in the first inning, has battled back against Vargo here. Let's see this time if he can get him rather than caving in and giving him the walk like he did back in the first.
It is a full count as Vargo lines it into left center field. It's going to roll for a little bit as Dylan Hall picks it up. Vargo slip coming around first. Now the throw to second is not in time, and Vargo will be in there with a one-out double.
Yeah, Hall took an interesting route to get to that ball. He didn't really cut it off too well. The ball got by him, and Vargo was able to slide into second on a really good hit. That fastball was coming in on his hands. He got his hands in and just put it right over the shortstop's head to get into the gap there.
Well, that's kind of that double down the left field line. Both of the lines to the left and the right, his routes have been a little bit flatter, allowing both of those balls to get behind him. The double puts a run at second base with one out here in the third, and it's Brock Boynton, the center fielder, who was hit by a pitch his first time up, takes a strike, 0-1.
It was a great pitch by Shively to get up 0-1. He puts the fastball right on the outside corner. Not really a pitch you're going to swing at in an 0-0 count.
Swing and a miss, 0-2.
Again, he goes right back outside. Similar location, and Boynton just swung right through it.
no score with a runner at second and one out in the top of the third inning. Mishawaka and Penn dueling it out here, low and away to Brock Boynton, 1-2.
It looks like Mishawaka really doesn't want to give anything inside to Boynton, as that's three straight pitches on the outside corner.
Shively is set. He will miss low and away. Two balls, two strikes.
In the 0-2 count, he went to the fastball, tried to gas it by him, and then in the 1-2 count, he went to his off-speed. So it'll be interesting to see what Shively does here in the 2-2 count.
Here it is. Slap foul by Boynton as he bought one off on the outside part of the plate.
Another outside pitch by Shively. Boynton does a good job on the off-speed, just fouling it off and staying in there, surviving to another pitch.
First baseman Sam Reiske back just a little bit in front of the cut of the grass as Boynton fouls another one off. This one off the handle as it gets back to the backstop of the first base side. Two balls, two strikes still.
There's another good off-speed pitch by Shively to get on his hands. Shively's really had good control of his off-speed so far today.
Kind of the opposite of Lynch. Lynch really hasn't, but Shively has, and it's helped him battle back from that rough start that we talked about in the first inning.
Yeah, I really feel like Shively's using his off-speed to his advantage to get out of some situations like he did when he got that double play back in the first inning.
Runner at second with his lead. Shively looks back. Here's another 2-2. This will spin away, and the count is full. Three straight batters with full counts here in the third.
Yeah, Boynton's doing a really good job here of working the count. He's seen Shively's full arsenal. He's seen the fastball. He's seen the off-speed. So I think he's about ready to hit anything right now.
Boynton, who had a pair of hits and two RBIs Monday in the win over Northridge, takes low and inside. And he will draw the walk. Boynton on for a second straight time.
That was an excellent at-bat by Boynton there. He got down. He fouled a lot of pitches off. He battled the back, and he was able to take the walk. And now Penn's got guys on first and second with one out. And Lynch, your three hitters back up. He was in a similar situation back in the first and grounded into that double play. So let's see what he can do here.
He grounded it to shortstop as Shively misses up and in. 1-0. Runners at first and second. One out. Or in the top of the third inning. Penn threatening again. They had runners at first and second back in the first. The same two men, Vargo and Boynton, and couldn't score as Lynch takes 2-0. Shively in the sectional, Mishawaka sectional opener against Plymouth struck out 8 and walked 2 in the complete game. Called strike to Lynch, and it makes the count 2-1. He gave up no runs on just three hits. Then against Adams Monday, 6 2/3, did give up 10 hits. Four runs, two earned in that win. A swing and a miss by Lynch, 2-2.
It was a great pitch by Shively there. He was down 2-1 in the count. He gassed up a little fastball there and got Lynch to swing right through it.
Count even, two balls, two strikes. Shively set, fastball misses, and a fourth straight batter for the Kingsmen with a three-ball, two-strike count. Grant Jablonski, the shortstop, dekes over to the bag. Swing and a miss by Lynch. Runners go. Throw down to third. Not in time.
Again, Shively went to the off-speed in the full count against Lynch. Got him to swing through it. But with the double steal, Penn has guys on second and third here with two outs.
Yep, double steal. Lynch strikes out. That's the third K of the day for Shively. And it brings up Peyton Kerr with two outs, but now two in scoring position for the Kingsmen. And that was close as well. Dawson put it right on the bag, maybe a little bit up. This first pitch hit straight away. Center going back. Donovan Snyder. Snyder still running over his shoulder. He finally makes the catch as Peyton Kerr flies to deep center field. as the Kingsmen strand a pair in the third inning. The double steal gets runners to second and third, but Peyton Kerr flies out to deep center. No runs on one hit. The double by Vargo. No errors. Two left. We're in the middle of the third inning. Still no score. This is Mishawaka and Penn regional semifinal action. The baseball regional in LaPorte, brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. In the bottom of the third, it'll be the top of the order for the Mishawaka Cavemen. Donovan Snyder, followed by Grant Jablonski and Derek Dawson. No score between these two rivals. And again, the first time they played early in the season, it was Mishawaka winning 12-2. The second time they played, it was a 6-5 game. It was tied at 2 after 5 innings. Then Penn got a run in the 6th. Each team scored 3 runs in the 7th inning, with Penn being the home team. And Penn got the walk-off run and win to win that one 6-5. Called strike to Donovan Snyder. Snyder, a multi-purpose guy for the Mishawaka football team, played some split end, tailback, defensive back, return kicks. His brother Patton, the kicker for the football team as well, as Snyder fouls it back, 0-2, the extra point field goal kicker, I should say, and he was also JV player on the basketball team.
Yeah, I think Snyder used a little bit of those DB skills to open up the hips and track that ball down in center. That was a really good catch by him to save 2 runs.
Pitch misses up, and it's 1-2. Sunshine, some blue skies and clouds as the curveball is fouled off by Snyder. Still 1-2.
I think that's the best off-speed Lynch has thrown all day. He got that curveball to get right in on his hands, and luckily Snyder was able to foul it off down the third baseline.
Yeah, it's looked like Lynch, the Notre Dame commit, just, I don't know if it's his grip or release or what, but he has had some problems controlling his off-speed pitches as Snyder fouls another one back, and the count is still a ball and 2 strikes.
Yeah, usually as a pitcher, if your off-speed's missing up, it usually has to do with, like you said, your grip or something like that, but let's see if he can settle it in here in the 1-2 count.
Here it is, and fouled off again by Snyder.
Snyder's doing an excellent job of just staying alive, fouling some pitches off, and fighting until the next pitch.
Snyder and Jablonski tied for the team lead with 21 runs scored. It's Jablonski in the on-deck circle upstairs with another off-speed pitch. As again, Lynch has trouble controlling it. It evens the count at 2-2. Breeze blowing the flag around in center. The trees around the outfield wall as Snyder fouls it back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, Snyder's right on that. It's a good sign that he's right on it. He's just got to level it out a little bit and see if he can get a hit here.
He struck out his first time up. Lynch winds, fastball. Little bit low, and the count is full.
That was a really good pitch by Lynch there. I thought the might have gave it to him, but called it a ball. Now we get a full count here.
Second full count of the day that Lynch has gone to. Here's the payoff downstairs. Snyder coaxes the leadoff walk after fouling off a handful of pitches in that at bat. Let's see if John Hummer, the Mishawaka coach, what he might be thinking here with a runner at first in this scoreless game in the bottom of the third inning. The leadoff man aboard, and Grant Jablonski to the plate.
Jablonski did single last time, but I wouldn't be surprised here if Hummer has him bunt. You got your leadoff batter with good wheels on first, and in a 0-0 game in the third, you want to get him over to second.
The throw to first, and Snyder gets back in. Mishawaka is typically an aggressive base-running team. They have good speed as Jablonski showed bunt. He pulled the bat back. It was a strike anyway, and the count's 0-1. Jeff Pollock Penn first baseman holds the runner. And obviously, it's a little bit tougher, too, for a runner with a lefty out there. And he is caught. The throw to first and now down to second was high, but crashing across, Peyton Kerr with a really good play. The throw from Jeff Pollock, the first baseman, was high. Kerr sailed in the air, snared it, and was able to come down and make the tag on Donovan Snyder for the first out.
I couldn't tell if Snyder got tricked there or if they might have had a hit and run on, but it looked like he was going to be running on first movement there.
Now the 0-1 to Jablonski is a called strike, 0-2.
That was a good off-speed pitch by Lynch. He was able to get it right across the plate for an 0-2 count on Jablonski.
Lynch winds and delivers. Misses high, a ball and two strikes. Jablonski lined a 2-1 pitch into left field his first time up, first hit of the game. No score here in the third, one out, and nobody on. Called strike. Delayed call by the home plate umpire, and he fooled even the catcher, Nate LaVisa. A called strike three will set Jablonski down looking two away here in the third inning.
I think LaVisa might have got a little call of the umpire there. As soon as the ball crossed the plate, he wound up like he was about to throw to third and finally called strike three.
Two down and Derek Dawson to the plate. The wind and the off-speed for a strike to Dawson, 0-1.
This is a big Dykos move here. He likes to throw a lot of power hitters for the opposing team on the outside with the off-speed and then kind of work the fastball back in.
Dawson goes around on the next pitch from Lynch, and it's 0-2. Lynch into the windup and the fastball off the fist, bouncing toward third base. Sinski picks it up, throw to first, and Dawson will be out at first base. Mishawaka ends up going in order in the third inning after the leadoff walk. Snyder was caught in a rundown and nothing doing for the Cavemen in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We played three complete, still no score between Penn and Mishawaka. This is regional semifinal action presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. To the fourth inning we go. This game still scoreless between Mishawaka and Penn. And it is going to be Nate LaVisa, Marshall Ferner, and Cam Sinski, the 5, 6, and 7 batters for Penn here in the fourth inning. As Sam Shively returns to the mound for Penn.
LaVisa led off the second inning as well for the Kingsmen when he grounded out to second baseman.
A called strike to LaVisa, left-hand batter from Shively, 0-1. LaVisa, one of eight all-NIC performers for the Kingsmen as he takes a strike. And one of four named to the first team, Ryan Lynch, the starting pitch, as well as LaVisa as he hits this one. Looked like off the glove of Sam Reiske as it ricochets into right field. It'll go as a leadoff single by LaVisa on the hard hit ball.
Courtesy running number 43.
Eugene Holth is going to come in and courtesy run for LaVisa.
Yeah, LaVisa is the catcher, so it'll be a courtesy runner, Eugene Holth.
LaVisa did sting that ball pretty well. He turned on it right down the line. It looked like the first baseman was going to make the play, but I think it was hit so sharply that it just bounced right off his glove into right field.
LaVisa, the first team all-NIC catcher. Peyton Kerr, Bronk Boynton, Ryan Lynch, the other first teamers for Penn. Trying to bunt, throw down to first, and back in safely is the courtesy runner, Hoth. Trying to bunt was Ferner. He didn't make contact. It's 0-1.
Dawson with another solid throw down to first. He had a good throw back a couple innings ago with the double steal at third base.
Holt with a lead, and again, trying to bunt is Ferner. He bunts it foul.
Ferner not happy with himself that he wasn't able to get that bunt down, and now he's down deep in a hole, 0-2.
Ferner struck out his first time up. He was an honorable mention, all-NIC outfielder committed to Trine University. Pitch sails up and over Ferner's head as he just ducks to get out of the way. One ball, two strikes.
It was a good snag there by Dawson. I didn't think he was able to be able to get it. Like you said, Ferner kind of moved last second there and almost got him right in the head.
Runner at first, nobody out, no score here on the top of the fourth inning. Shively looks back over his shoulder at the runner at first. Pitch will miss low and away, 2-2. Shively again set, lined right back up the middle. Heklinski, the second baseman, had it, then he couldn't hold on to it. And everybody's going to be safe. So Heklinski, the error at second base, and it looked like maybe he just looked up too soon because he had the out at second easily if he just held on to it, but the ball got out of his glove and rolled behind second base, and everybody ends up safe. Two on and nobody out for the Kingsmen.
Yeah, I think Heksinski there was trying to get to the bag before he had the ball. He really wanted to turn that double play, and he should have just took the one out, but now you got guys on first and second, and Sinski bunts it foul to go down in the count 0-1.
Sinski poked it off the end of the bat as it rolled foul on the third base. Derek Dawson, the Mishawaka catcher, scooped it up as soon as it did go foul. No score in the top of the fourth. With runners at first and second, corners creeping up, Sinski again, showing bunt, pulls the bat back, takes a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-2.
It's a really impressive pitch by Shively there. He knows the batter's going to bunt. He throws a strike in there, but he throws a competitive strike. He doesn't put it right down the middle. Sinski takes it. Now he's down in the count, 0-2.
Shively from the stretch, 0-2. Fouled back and out of play by Sinski, who doubled down the left field line his first time up in the second inning. That high fly ball down the left field line. This one is going to be pulled to the right side. Heklinski was breaking towards second. He fields it, and he spins and throws to first for the out. The first out as Heklinski, as the runners took off, he was breaking towards second base, put on the brakes, and was able to get to that. And with the spin, was able to make a nice play to get the out at first base.
Yeah, it was a really good play by Heklinski. Looks like he was crashing towards the bag. He saw the ball hit, planted, went back the other way, spun and made a nice throw to get the out. But productive at-bat by Sinski there. Even though he wasn't able to bunt it or get a hit, he did move the runners over to second and third with just one out.
As he pulled it to the right side, he does advance the runners. Jeff Pollock, the Penn first baseman at the plate, with a 1-0 count. Runners at second and third and just one away as Pollock fouls a pitch out of play, 1-1. Penn started the season 0-3 with losses to Northridge, Fort Wayne, Carroll, and Carmel. Up the middle sharply, it'll get the run home. Heklinski bobbles another one, throws to first as he just manages to get the out. The run does score. Hoth, the courtesy runner, scores as Marshall Ferner goes to third base. Pollock grounds out 4-3, but Heklinski nearly booted another one, but he was just able to get the out at first base.
Yeah, again, Heklinski looked like he was trying to throw the ball before he actually had the ball in glove, rushing himself a little bit, and I think they got a lucky advantage call there because it looked like the runner might have been safe at first.
Yeah, both of those plays at first were really close. As a strike is called on Hayden Berg, 0-1. Now a ball low, one ball, one strike. So Penn gets the first run of the game and the RBI ground out by Pollock. It's 1-0. Sinski with the ground out to advance the runners, and Pollock with another ground out to get the run home to make it 1-0 Kingsman. A called strike to Hayden Berg, who falls behind 1-2. He grounded a shortstop his first time up.
Yeah, nothing fancy by Penn there. They get guys on first and second. They get Sinski and Pollock just to put the ball in play and able to get a push a run across there.
Fastball misses away. The count is even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Some action in the Mishawaka bullpen. A swing and a miss by Berg. He'll go down on strikes. That'll be the 4th strikeout for Sam Shively. And that will end the top of the 4th inning. Penn gets a run home, though, on one hit. There was one error, and a man left stranded as well in the middle of the 4th inning. It's Penn 1, Mishawaka nothing. This is Mishawaka Penn Regional Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT.
1-1.
Penn leads Mishawaka 1-0 as the caveman bat in the bottom of the 4th inning. 2 quick strikes from Ryan Lynch to Nick Bodle. As Bodle falls behind 0-2, he popped out to third base his first time up. 1-0 Penn, the caveman, or the Kingsman, getting the first run to lead the caveman. They got the first run in the top of the 4th inning as Bodle takes high, 1-2.
An important aspect here is for Penn to have any runs here. Anytime you take a lead or score some runs, you always want to respond defensively by not allowing the other team to score a run as well.
Pitch upstairs, and it's 2-2. To Bodle, who was 1-for-5 with a couple of RBIs against John Adams on this field Monday in the sectional championship game. Low and inside to him to run the count full.
But then on the other side, if you're Mishawaka after giving up a run there, you want to respond and get a run for yourself back on the board and even this thing back up and potentially even take the lead.
3-2 from Lynch is a fastball that scoots into the dirt and back to the backstop. Down to first goes Bodle. He draws the leadoff walk. Mishawaka has had runners aboard every inning against Lynch. Just one man to second base.
Pitcher,
and that was the pinch runner for Reiske. That brings up Sam Shively, the number 5 batter. He struck out his first time up. Lynch looks over to first. Fastball misses, 0-1. Shively's driven in 14, scored 17. 5 doubles, a triple, and a home run. And, in fact, the only one of 2 home runs for the Cavemen this season. They've got the runner picked off with a snap throw down by the catcher, Nate Laviza. He threw behind Bodle, who had a huge secondary lead, and Bodle ends up getting picked off down there as he didn't get back in time.
That's another base-running error by Mishawaka. Both innings they get guys on first with nobody out via the leadoff walk, and both times they have base-running errors to get picked off, and now they have 1 out and Shively up to bat, and now we have the pitching coach coming out to talk to Lynch on the mound.
The whole infield in for a conversation. Penn on top, 1-0. There's 1 out, and the base is now empty in the bottom of the 4th after the pickoff at first base. As Bodle was picked off.
Shively did show bunt on that, so I think what happened there was is Bodle got a little bit too aggressive, thought Shively was going to get the bunt down, didn't see the bunt down, and ended up getting picked off.
Here's the 2-0 to Shively. It misses away, as it also gets out of Lavisa's mitt and behind the plate. It'll be 3-0 to Shively. Lynch winds and delivers as Shively takes high and takes the walk. And that's something
right fielder,
that John Hummer talked about earlier this week, and it almost goes without saying. But Penn, you know, one, they're always going to pitch well. You can't make mistakes when you get base runners on against good pitchers. And you just, John Hummer knew that you can't beat yourselves when you play Penn, because Penn's not going to make a lot of mistakes and give you a lot of opportunities. So the margin for error becomes a lot slimmer because they're such a fundamentally sound baseball program. As C.J. Fisher takes a strike, 0-1. Fisher struck out his first time up.
I think what makes it sting even more there is Shively takes four straight balls, and instead of having guys on first and second with nobody out, you got a guy on first right. And just one out. Like you said, you want to try to exploit Penn when they do make those mistakes, because they're not going to happen very often.
C.J. Fisher, honorable mention, all NIC outfielder, takes inside, nearly grazed him. It's 2-1. Fisher hit 278 overall during the season, 17 runs scored, 14 RBIs. Runner at first, and Lynch from the stretch, a swing and a miss by Fisher, 2-2.
That ball was up to Fisher. I think he got into the attack mentality there rather than just seeing the pitch, because he could be up in the count 3-1 now. But instead, it's 2-2.
Runner at first is Shively with good wheels. The quarterback for the Cavemen option offense was their second leading rusher last fall behind the fullback Chris Harness. 2-2 is the count to C.J. Fisher. Fisher went hitless in 6 at-bats in the sectional. Up and away to him, and the count is full.
This is the first time all game I've really seen Lynch not be able to control his fastball. He walked the leadoff guy, then he walked Shively. Now he's in a 3-2 count here with Fisher.
There is some action in the Penn bullpen. A couple of guys are not actually in the bullpen. As Fisher pops it up, it's going to get out of play. The bullpen is in play, but a couple Penn guys are warming up with the bands behind a shed on the left field side, kind of behind the bullpen area.
Looks like number 11, Keegan Hoskins, and number 20, Cameron Kosh, are the pitchers down there just kind of getting stretched, getting things loosened up just in case things get out of hand here.
1-0 Penn in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tying run is at first for Mishawaka, and Lynch with a throw over as Shively stands back on top of the bag. Breeze fluttering the flag around in straightaway center field. Lynch, swing and a miss by Fisher. He'll strike out for the second time, and that is out number 2 here on the bottom of the fourth. That's the 5th strikeout of the day for Lynch, who came into this game with an 8-1 record. Again, picked up his 8th win in relief as those two Penn guys stroll back to the dugout with their bands in tow. Throw over to first, and again, Shively back on. Sam Reiske at the plate. He singled his first time up, a 1-0 count. Shively creeps away as Reiske hits it in the air to straightaway left field, drifting back and in front of the warning track. Making the catch is Nathan Vargo. And that will be out number 3. Reiske gave it a ride to left field, but nothing doing as Mishawaka strands another runner. No runs on no hits. There were no errors and one left. We've played 4 complete innings. It's Penn 1, Mishawaka 0. This special presentation of the regional semifinal presented by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience on 96.1. WSBT, the sports leader. Top of the order in the top of the 5th inning for Penn, a called strike. from Sam Shively to Nathan Vargo. And that's the first time Shively has been ahead of Vargo in the count today. Fell behind 3-0 the first two times Vargo came up. Now it's 1-1 as the pitch misses low.
Yeah, Vargo is a Kankakee Community College commit. He made a really nice play there to make the third out in that last inning. I thought that ball was going to get over his head, but he's able to track it down just barely right in front of the warning track.
Check swing there. He didn't go around. It bounced off the plate, it looked like. It's going to be 2-1. Some finals, or a final, rather. St. Joe in 3A beat Peru 12-1, so defending state champion St. Joseph is going to face number one Andrean tonight in the regional final. Hit on the ground to shortstop. It is scooped up by Jablonski. Throws to first. Did it pull Reiske off the bag? No. He makes the catch. And Reiske, the big guy, able to just keep his foot on over there and record the out.
Yeah, Reiske throwing some, or showing some good athleticism there. Ball was kind of off to his right-handed side. He had to dive, but he was able to keep his bag, or sorry, his foot on the bag and record the out there.
Good luck to John Gumpf and St. Joe tonight, taking on Andrean in the regional championship game. 1-0 Penn here in the fifth inning. One out, nobody on. It's Brock Boynton to the plate. He's been on twice, hit by pitch and walked.
Again, Shively starts Boynton on the outer half to get the strike there. They really haven't thrown anything inside to Boynton yet today.
Inside out toward left field. That is going to find some green down the line. Boynton rounds first, and he'll pull up at second with an easy double down the left field line.
Yeah, it looked like Mishawaka had it Boynton shaded to the pole side. So Hall wasn't able to get over to that, which typically probably would have been a routine fly ball.
Ryan Lynch, the pitcher to the plate, hasn't had much luck in his two at-bats today. He's grounded into a 6-4-3 double play and struck out his two times. Fastball misses low to Lynch, 1-0. Outfield. Shaded around toward left. The center fielder, Donovan Snyder, over in left center. CJ Fisher shaded over a little bit in right as well. 2-0 to Lynch. The kick as Shively gets the strike in the outside corner. 2-1. Winner of this game will face Chesterton tonight. Chesterton won by plating the winning run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs against Lake Central earlier today. Inside to Lynch, 3-1. Of course, the NIC with three state championships since 2013. Penn getting the fourth title under Greg Dykus. 3 years ago, they were state runner-up last year, and now they are going to put Lynch on at first base. We'll have a courtesy runner right away.
Yeah, the strategy here by Mishawaka isn't bad. You can put a guy on first with one out. You hope to get the double play and get out of the inning.
Not bad. Shortstop, Peyton Kerr.
Was that? I thought I saw 23.
Yeah, it was number 23.
And I don't see a 23 on. Do you have that, the official roster over there? I had 22, but I didn't have a 23. On the other one that we've got is Peyton Kerr fouls a pitch out of play. Kyle Klein is the courtesy runner. So that puts runners at first and second with one out, 1-0 Penn. Sam Shively from the stretch misses low, 1-1. Kerr is 0-2. He's flying to center and struck out. Shively. A chopper to second base. Heklinski gets it to second for one. Jablonski returned to first. Double play. Second one turned today. This one goes 4-6-3 for the Cavemen as they erase the threat on the base paths in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Nicely turned double play started by Jack Heklinski, the second baseman. Middle of five, it's 1-0 Penn. This is Mishawaka Penn Regional Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. Mishawaka bats in the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing Penn 1-0, but good defense played as the double play is turned. We've seen Heklinski there at second, Chesapeake. He's had a couple of miscues out there, but he's also made a couple of really nice looking plays.
Yeah, that's his second second double play Mishawaka's turned today, and Heklinski does have one of those. I think besides his blunder there a couple innings ago, he's played really well defensively.
AJ Rosebush sends a pitch to left field. Nathan Vargo will make the catch. One down here on the fifth. Penn up 1-0.
We do have some action in the Mishawaka Cavemen bullpen as sophomore right-hander Ryan Watt is starting to get warmed up down there.
Dylan Hall stands in the batter's box for the Cavemen. He was one of two Cavemen basketball players to average double figures this past season, averaging 11.5 points behind their big man, John Binion. Hall with a 1-0 count, and now 1-1 as he takes a strike. He flied to center his first time up. Hall was hitless in 8 at-bats in the 3 sectional games for the Cavemen. He did have a suicide squeeze RBI as he takes a strike here, 1-2.
It's a good off-speed by Lynch there. He's finally starting to get command of that off-speed. He threw it right over the plate for a beautifully second strike.
And now Hall, who was behind in the count 1-2, is hit by a pitch.
Top of the order.
Never what you want. Obviously never want to hit a guy as a pitcher anyway, but when you're ahead 1-2 as a pitcher, those are the ones that come back to haunt you usually.
Yeah, but as a hitter, you're just relieved to get out of there.
As the number 9 batter, you're happy to be on base,
yeah,
probably,
especially
too.
With a guy that's struggling, like you said, going 0-8. That's a little bit of confidence booster sometime. Any way you can get on when you're struggling, you'll take it.
Ryan Watt has warmed up for Mishawaka a couple of times. He was down there in the pen, I think, around the second inning, just kind of tossing. Looked like he's been more actually warming up. He's been down there, so we'll see if Shively stays in or if he comes out and what the defensive transaction might look like with Sam Shively, their number 5 batter, the starting pitcher, where the substitution might be made if they make a move. It is up to the top of the order for the Cavemen. A called strike to Snyder, 0-1. He is 0-1 with a walk.
Both at-bats, though, Snyder's worked some pretty deep counts, fouled off a lot of pitches, and really just grinded out a couple at-bats.
Takes high from Lynch, 1-1. And for Penn, still no action in their bullpen. Again, we did see a couple guys kind of behind the bullpen area, loosening up with the elastic bands, but never actually throwing as Snyder takes high, 2-1. Snyder went without a hit in the 3 sectional games. He will take low, 3-1.
Now we do pitch from the Penn Kingsman as number 20. Open to get warmed up. He's a left-handed pitcher, just like Lynch.
Runner at first is Dylan Hall. Good wheels. We really haven't seen Penn have a chance, or Mishawaka have a chance to use its speed. As Hall goes, popped up on the left field side, carrying as Sinski, the third baseman, made a run at it with his back to the infield. It ended up dropping about 10 or 12 feet away from him. Sinsky, Cam Sinsky, pretty much same hairstyle as his older brother, Skyler, had a big Jeff Samardzija-like mop.
A lot of flow back there.
That's right.
It is noteworthy that Koch is actually a second-team pitcher, all-conference pitcher for Penn. As you were mentioning earlier, that is one of their eight all-conference guys.
Sinsky delivers, pulled foul by Donovan Snyder on the third base side.
Once again, Snyder's just battling out another at-bat. I'm pretty sure this is his third straight at-bat today where he's gone down into a full count and he's been fouling off a bunch of pitches and just really working some at-bats here.
And he had a full count last time. He ended up walking. And he has a full count now as Lynch chases Dylan Hall back into first with a throw. 1-0 Penn. One out. As Hall was going, Snyder takes the walk. Hall was hit by a pitch. He was going on that pitch. He was hit by a pitch to reach after falling behind 1-2. And Snyder, the nice at bat, fouling a few pitches off. Mishawaka trying to get something going here in the fifth inning. One out, runners at first and second, down 1-0. And again, the last time they played, it was a back-and-forth game, especially in the middle and late innings. A called strike to Grant Jablonski as he was trying to check his swing. 0-1, Jablonski's 1-for-2, singled his first time up, struck out looking his last time up. Hall going, and now a delayed double steal as it got away for a second. Now it goes into right center field. Here comes Dylan Hall. He'll score to tie it up, and the lead run goes to third.
Yeah, both runners were stealing there, and I think it really caught Penn off guard, and that's one of those opportunities where you got to make Penn pay for their mistakes, and that's exactly what Mishawaka did there. Just like Hummer was talking about, they wanted to get some guys going. They wanted to get things in motion, and they finally got some guys going on the bases, and they were able to score off of it.
Hall was at second. He was going on Lynch's first movement. He easily had third, and then Lavisa, the Penn catcher, didn't hold on to it cleanly. As the delayed steal, Snyder ended up going to second. Then when Lavisa finally got it, he threw to second. It got away from the fielders down there. And now the runner at third and just one out. Penn brings the infield in as Jablonski swings through it and falls behind 1-2.
If you're Mitchell Walker here, you got to capitalize on this situation and get this guy in from third in any way. You want to be able to take a lead here.
The score tied at one. Go ahead, run at third base. Off speed is fouled off on the third base side as John Hummer, Mishawaka head coach, tried to field it. Infield in for the Kingsmen, a 1-2 count and one out. The go-ahead run at third base for Mishawaka here in the fifth, just after tying the score. Here's the pitch. Off speed, upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Derek Dawson is the on-deck batter.
You got to commend these Mishawaka hitters for really working counts against Lynch. They may be getting fooled, but they're fouling a lot of pitches off.
Jablonski swings and misses and goes down on strikes. Big strikeout for Lynch. For the second out, Penn can move the infield back.
Next batter for Mishawaka, catcher.
That was another good pitch by Lynch. He just elevated his fastball a little bit and was able to get Jablonski to chase for Jablonski's second strikeout today.
The third matchup now between a couple of sophomore Division I commits, Mishawaka catcher Derek Dawson, who's committed to Evansville, and Penn pitcher Ryan Lynch, who's committed to Notre Dame. Big swing and a miss by Dawson, falls behind 0-1. Dawson 0-for-2, he's popped out and grounded out.
Again, I like Dawson's aggressiveness there. He gets that fastball right down the middle, and he's not wasting any time. He's looking to take a big hack there.
Dawson with runners in scoring position, batting 300 this season. Another big hack by Dawson. He falls behind 0-2.
Lynch was able to fool him there with that off-speed pitch. He noticed that Dawson was, you know, swinging hard at that first pitch, first fastball. He's able to drop the off-speed and get up on Dawson here 0-2.
Yeah, good job by the lefty using Dawson's aggressiveness against him there. Two outs with a go-ahead run at third base for Mishawaka. The Cavemen have scored here on the fifth to tie it up after Penn plated the first run in the top of the fourth inning. The lefty Lynch, fastball up 1-2. Dawson just one hit in the three sectional games for the Cavemen. Had an RBI, though. A ball and two strikes. Downstairs, the off-speed offering 2-2.
Good pitch by Lynch there, but even better plate discipline by Dawson to lay off that 1-2 off-speed.
Dawson, with a team-best 22 driven in this season, fouls the pitch off. Count stays even, two balls, two strikes. 1-1, Mishawaka and Penn here in the fifth inning. Two outs, the go-ahead run at third base for the Cavemen after they tied the score just moments ago.
If you're Mishawaka, there's no better guy you want to play right now.
Head on the ground and into left field, an RBI single. Derek Dawson, Mishawaka goes on top, 2-1.
Dawson again comes through for the Cavemen. As you said earlier, team high in RBI is great. Batting average with runs on, and he shows why there with a single to give the Cavemen a 2-1 lead. And like we said earlier, Penn made a mistake, and the Cavemen capitalized on it. That's all you got to do.
Mishawaka plates a pair here in the fifth inning. As Cameron Cook continues to warm in the Penn bullpen. Nick Bodle takes a strike, 0-1. Bodle, the designated hitter, 0-1. He walked his last time up. And it looks like that is still Dawson, right? There was no runner.
Yeah, I guess Dawson wants to run for himself there. He doesn't want the courtesy runner.
Going around now, Dawson goes, throw down to second. Is in time. Catcher Dawson out at second base. The Cavemen, though, played a pair of runs. They use a hit batsman and a walk, a double steal, and a bad throw down to second to take the lead, and the RBI single by Dawson as well. Two runs, one hit, one error. And none left. After five complete, Mishawaka leads Penn 2-1. This is Mishawaka Penn Regional Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. We go to the sixth inning with Mishawaka now leading Penn 2-1. First lead of the day for the Cavemen after they got two runs in the fifth, capped by the RBI single by Derek Dawson.
For Penn.
Yeah, it looks like Mishawaka is going to ride out Shively here. And, I mean, why not? He's been your workhorse all year. They got nobody down in the bullpen. He's pitched the most innings. You got a lead. You just want him to close it out here.
Pitch will miss up and away from Nate LaVisa. Penn scored a run in the fourth inning. Mishawaka plated two in the fifth. A swing and a miss by the LaVisa. One ball, one strike.
Big cut there by LaVisa. I think he really wants to make up for his throwing error there in the last inning as he was very upset with himself after it happened.
Low and inside to LaVisa. Two balls and a strike. Be sure to stop by daily at Sonic Drive-In 2 to 5 for half-price drinks as the pitch misses into LaVisa, 3-1, and nightly after 8 o'clock for half-price shakes at Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, West Douglas, Florida, Mishawaka, just west of Maine, and South Bend, and Michigan City as well. Skied high in the air to go foul down the left field line. 3-2 to the catcher, Nate LaVisa. Well, we've seen couple mistakes by both teams, and we talked kind of earlier about how Mishawaka couldn't count on Penn to give them any help. But really, you talk about it started the rally, hit batsman with a 1-2 count, and then a ball that wasn't held onto as LaVisa fouls the ball off his foot. Ball not held onto on a steal attempt by the catcher, and then a bad throw down to second, and then capitalizing with the RBI, but so Mishawaka was able to take advantage of a couple pen miscues.
Yeah, at this level and really any level, you want to limit your mistakes as much as possible. Usually the team with the least amount of mental mistakes or errors will win, but every now and then you'll see a team sneak one out. But at this level especially, you got to limit those mistakes and errors.
Mishawaka on top of Penn, 2-1 in this regional semifinal. As Nate Lavisa takes low to draw the walk to start off the top of the sixth inning.
I think Hummer might be contemplating what to do here. He's coming out of the dugout. I think he might be going to Ryan Watt.
Courtesy runner is going to come in for Penn, Eugene Hoth, for the second time for the catcher. As John Hummer, the Mishawaka head coach, comes out, he'll lead a conference on the mound. And Sam Shively is going to come out. Ryan Watt's going to come in. And let's see, is it going to be a straight up move? It looks like. So Shively's going to go to the outfield. As Ryan Watt comes in, we'll take a timeout for this pitching change with Mishawaka leading Penn 2-1 here in the sixth inning on WSBT. So it's 2-1, Mishawaka leading Penn. Nobody out and a runner at first here in the sixth inning. Marshall Ferner is at the plate with a strike on him. Ryan Watt comes in, and he will go into Dylan Hall's spot in the number nine spot in the order. C.J. Fisher will move from right field to left field. The runner started off. Watt with a throw over to first, and the tag is applied. Picked off first, the courtesy runner, Hoth. Hoth is picked off as Watt throws it to Reiske for the first out.
That's the third base running mistake we've seen by both teams today. Just a lot of bad base running, especially with a guy on first and nobody out. You can't be getting picked off like that when you're down one run.
We'll finish the switching here in a second as Watt pumps a strike in there and Ferner couldn't hold up and falls behind 0-2. So Shively stays in the game. The starting pitcher goes to right field. Ryan Watt comes in Dylan Hall's spot in the order. C.J. Fisher goes from right to left. Donovan Snyder still out there in center field. As Ferner fouls a pitch off and is still alive at 0-2.
Watt is third for Mishawaka in innings pitched with 26.1 innings pitched. He's only given up 12 earned runs with a 3.19 ERA and boasts 26 strikeouts. So he's averaging just about one strikeout for every inning pitched.
0-2, swing and a miss as Ferner goes down on strikes. And there's now two away here in the sixth inning. Cam Sinski now to the plate. The great thing for the kids about those camos, the camouflage uniforms, the tops like Mishawaka's wearing, they look cool up close, right?
Right. Everybody wants to wear the digital camo these days. They're pretty cool, but for people like us, it's really hard to see their numbers out there.
That's exactly right. It's even harder when you've got football guys wearing those camos. At least in baseball, the pace is slower, and it's not quite as important, but it took a while with the binoculars to pick up exactly who was staying and who was going where with Mishawaka's camos out there in the outfield. A strike to Cam Sinski that evens the count at 1-1.
I really like Mishawaka's decision to put Watt in there. He's pitching really well, throwing a lot of strikes, and with Penn coming through their lineup for the fourth time, you got to get it there.
Hits it in the air to right field deep and back a few feet in front of the warning track. Sinski to second base. Shively gets to it and sails it into the infield as Of course, Shively, the starting pitcher.
First baseman, Jeffrey.
You know, his arm is a little tired, but Sinski with a two-out double represents the tying run at second base. Two outs here in the sixth inning.
Again, another mistake that Penn could have capitalized on there. I mean, a guy on first getting picked off. Sinski with a double, that guy could have scored or at least been on third, and you would have one out and guys on second and third.
Jeffrey Pollock to the plate, had an RBI ground out his last time up. The left-hander swings and misses and falls behind 0-1. 2-1 Mishawaka. Two outs, runner at second for Penn in the top of the sixth inning. Ryan Watt, the right-hander, off the fist, rolling toward second base, and Heklinski overruns it. It gets into shallow right field. It's going to be an error as Pollock reaches safely, and it was going to be a tough play even if Heklinski picked it up, because Sam Reiske, the first baseman, for whatever reason, was making an effort to get over there as well, and Ryan Watt had a late break to get over to cover first base. Heklinski ends up overrunning it. It'll be an error. Sinski advances to third. And now we're going to have runners at the corners, and we're going to have a courtesy runner for the catcher.
Pitch running.
As Kyle Klein comes in once again.
I'm really surprised that the Penn third base coach held up the runner at third. With your first baseman running into the outfield to pick up the ball, it's a really tough throw on a plant and throw. It would have been close at the plate, but I think the runner might have beat him.
And this is actually a pinch runner, not a courtesy runner, because that was the first baseman. Runners at the corners with two down, and Hayden Berg, the number nine batter at the plate, takes a ball. Berg, the number nine batter, against Northridge on Monday, had both a double and a triple from the nine spot against the Raiders. He takes a called strike. The count is even at 1-1. Mishawaka leading 2-1, but all the action starting with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning for Penn. Runners at first and third and two downs. Swing and a miss. Set a curveball by Berg. Ryan Watt ahead in the count, 1-2.
This is a big pitch here for Watt. He's got the batter down 1-2. He's got guys on first and third with two outs in the go or the tying run on third.
Ahead 1-2. Derek Dawson, the Mishawaka catcher, steps out in front of the plate, goes through signs for the infield. The first and third situation with two strikes and two outs.
I wouldn't be surprised here if Mishawaka just lets that guy steal second. But then again, it is the go-ahead run.
Curveball fouled off on the third base side, and it's still 1-2. Hayden Berg. Honorable mention, all NIC second baseman. Ryan Watt from the stretch with runners at first and third. Popped up high in the air, shallow right field. Shively trots in underneath it, taps his glove and makes the catch. And that ends the threat in the sixth inning. No runs for Penn. There was one hit and an error and two left. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning with Mishawaka looking to tack on some insurance in this seven-inning game leading 2-1. This is Mishawaka Pan Regional Baseball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Bottom of the sixth with Mishawaka leading 2-1. Ryan Lynch stays on the mound for Penn. Lynch with six strikeouts, four walks, and a hit batter today. There is still some activity in the Penn bullpen.
Yeah, it looks like number 20, Cameron Cook, is still down there. Left-hander getting warmed up for Penn.
Nick Bodel, cleanup man, steps into the batter's box. Takes low from Lynch, 1-0.
Yeah, Bodel gets a fresh count after Dawson got picked off at second there to end the inning.
He has 12 RBIs this season as he takes low, 2-0. Bodel takes a fastball for a strike, 2-1. He was 1-for-5 with a couple RBIs in Mishawaka's three sectional games. Had a sac fly against Adams here Monday. Takes high, and it's 3-1. A leadoff walk as Bodel takes off the plate.
Right fielder, Sam Scheidler.
Penn pitching coach is coming out to the mound here. I'm pretty sure they're going to the left-hander, Cameron Cook.
Lynch, a lefty, and Cook, who would probably potentially still start tonight if Penn wins this game. Cook is going to come out of the bullpen as Penn makes the pitching change after the leadoff walk to Bodel for Mishawaka here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Mishawaka on top, 2-1. We'll take a timeout for this pitching change. This is Mishawaka and Penn Regional Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company, completing their first century of quality roofing experience on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Left-hander Cameron Cook is on in relief here in the sixth inning. The junior for Penn is 6-0 this season. He started Penn's sectional championship game against Northridge on Monday, went three innings in that game, a high-scoring game won by Penn, 11-10. Both he and Lynch pitched in that game, a total of 169 pitches across four pitchers for the Kingsmen in that game. Cook started. Lynch ended up getting the win in relief, and with Lynch trailing this regional semifinal, Cook comes in with Penn trailing 2-1, a runner at first for Mishawaka, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth, bunted foul by Sam Shively. 0-1. Shively has struck out and walked today. He started on the mound and is now the right fielder. High kick and bunted foul up the first baseline by Shively. 0-2.
As a relief pitcher, the most important out is your first out, so let's see if Cameron Cook can settle into the game, get Shively out here, and work out of this inning for the Kingsmen.
Big kick by Cook as Shively fouls off. Another off-speed pitch. Still 0-2.
Big loopy curveball there from Cook. At first, I thought it was going to, you know, stay up, and then all of a sudden it broke last second. Good piece there by Shively to foul it off.
Shively fouls off a fastball running inside on him. Still no balls, two strikes. Some activity down on the Cavemen bullpen. Mishawaka leading 2-1. Runner at first and nobody out here in the sixth inning. Pitch misses upstairs as it sails out of Cook's hand, 1-2. Middle infield, double play depth with runner at first, the 1-2. Low and away, two balls, two strikes. Shively a hit in five at-bats in Mishawaka's three sectional games, scored a couple runs, walked three times, and drove in a run as well. He's driven in 14 this season. He slaps another one foul. Still 2-2.
Yeah, it looks like down there in the Mishawaka Caveman, it is either Dylan Avery or Grant Jablonski. But like you said, with those camo tops, it is almost impossible to see those numbers on the front there.
I would imagine Jablonski. Runner going. It is popped up behind the plate, and it's going to get out of play. With two strikes, John Hummer starts the runner. Shively fouled it back as it got about 5 feet behind that fence. Jablonski, kind of the same role as Cook, their number two guy, Mishawaka's number two guy, so that it would make sense that it would be him warming up as Shively takes up and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Again, another great Mishawaka Caveman at bat here. They don't necessarily get it hit every time, but they work these counts full. They fight off a lot of pitches.
Runner at first, fastball up and in, and Shively draws a walk. Lynch left by walking Bodel. Cook comes in out of the bullpen and walks Shively, and that puts runners at first and second with nobody out. Mishawaka leading 2-1 here on the sixth, and C.J. Fisher coming to the plate. Fisher has struck out a couple of times and would think he'll be looking to drop down a bunt here with runners at first and second and nobody out. Two to one, Mishawaka. Spin as Cook throws to second base. Hayden Berg, the second baseman, scooting around out there, trying to distract Bodel, the runner at second base. First baseman, Jeff Pollock, is up in front of Shively, the runner at first. Fisher pops up the bunt behind the plate, and LaVisa can't get to it as it got back near the foul track behind the plate. It'll be 0-1 to Fisher.
This is a big-time opportunity for Mishawaka here. Bottom of the sixth, up one. It'd be nice to get an insurance runner, too. Put the pressure on Penn in the top of the seventh where they try to close it out.
2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Cavemen. A run, 5 hits, 1 error for the Kingsmen of Penn. Runners at first and second for Mishawaka. Cook is set. Again, Fisher trying to bunt. Good one down the third baseline. Cook comes off to get it. He underhands it, though, to third, and not good enough. That ended up, it looked like it was going to be out of the reach of Cook, but it died just enough for Cook to get it. They end up getting the lead runner at third base.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate there for Mishawaka. Fisher put down actually a really good bunt down between the third baseman and the pitcher, but got to it, and his momentum was taking him to third. It was really his only play, and he's able to get the lead runner there.
Fisher reaches on the fielder's choice. It'll still be runners at first and second. Now one out for Mishawaka. Sam Reiske at the plate takes high, 1-0. Time is called at the plate. Reiske is one of 8 different Cavemen who have driven in at least 10 runs this season. He has 14 RBIs. Big swing and a miss by the Mishawaka first baseman, and he evens the count at a ball and a strike. Reiske is 1-for-2 in this game, singled in the second. Applied to left field back in the fifth. Mishawaka leading 2-1. There's one out and runners at first and second. Reiske swings and misses at the pitch tailing away from him. 1-2. He sent one out near the warning track, that fly out to left field back in the fourth inning. The lefty, Cook, set from the stretch. High leg kick. curveball, called strike three.
I think Cook got a pretty friendly call there. I thought that curveball crossed and stayed up a little bit, but he was able to get the strikeout.
Now two down, and it brings up A.J. Rosebush.
Rosebush last time had a pretty solid line out to left field. Hopefully he can put it towards the gap a little bit here and give Mishawaka that insurance run that they need.
Still runners at first and second. And a potential big insurance run at second base for the Capemen. Skied high in the air, though. Popped up, foul on the first base side. Beneath it, Pollock, the Penn first baseman, makes the squeeze. That ends the sixth. A big opportunity squandered by Mishawaka. They get leadoff walks in the sixth inning and fail to score. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left. We go to the seventh inning with Mishawaka trying to close it out, leading Penn 2-1 in this regional semifinal. This is Mishawaka Penn Regional Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. It's the top of the order for Penn here on the seventh inning with Mishawaka leading this regional semifinal game by a score of 2-1. The winner of this game faces Chesterton here tonight in the regional championship. Chesterton, an extra inning winner over Lake Central earlier today. Nathan Vargo takes a strike from Ryan Watt, 0-1. Sam Shively started this game as Vargo takes another strike, 0-2. Shively started this game, went 5-plus. He walked the leadoff man in the sixth. Ryan Watt came in, got the three outs in the sixth inning, and stays in here in this game. Swing and a miss by Vargo. A strikeout of the leadoff man for the first out here on the seventh inning. Is again, Mishawaka leads 2-1, and the Cavemen are two outs away from advancing.
Watt with a beautiful sequence there. He gets up with the fastball, he throws the off speed for strike two, and then gasses him up for the third strike.
And the Mishawaka outfielders, they all kind of converged over in left field with the sun. We started this game under overcast skies, and the sun has come out, and Shively needed some sunglasses out there in right field. Brock Boynton now is at the plate. He calls time before a pitch from Ryan Watt, and it was Grant Jablonski, the shortstop, who was warming up the last half inning when Mishawaka was bat, fires down low, 1-0. Watt saved Mishawaka's last two wins in the sectional, including the championship. Got the last out Monday against John Adams as Boynton fouls a pitch off, 1-1. He pitched just a third of an inning in relief of both Shively and Jablonski in each of those games, but has to get the last six outs potentially here. He has recorded four outs so far. Boynton at the plate with a 1-1 count. The wind and the delivery from Watt. High in the air to left field, coming in to make the catch. C.J. Fisher, two down.
That's a really good play there by Fisher. Ball was just out of reach of the shortstop. Fisher came in and made the catch, and that's a big out to get two outs. And now Mishawaka is just one out away from going into the regional championship tonight.
Penn won both meetings between these two teams during the regular season. Penn was undefeated, 12-0 in the NIC this season. They've won 21 straight games. Mishawaka leads 2-1. Last out here of this ball game with the number three batter, Ryan Lynch, at the plate as the pitch bounced down beside the plate, 1-0.
Lynch has had a tough day at the plate today. Yep. He's 0-2, grounded into a double play back in the first when he could have had an RBI chance. Then he strikes out in the second and then gets intentionally walked back in the fifth.
Fouled back and out of play, 1-1. It's 2-1, Mishawaka. Of course, high school, 7-inning game. And the Penn Kingsmen are down to their last out and last two strikes of the season. Swing and a miss by Lynch, 1-2.
Mishawaka has shifted their outfielders a little bit. They got Fisher playing a little bit deep, and they've moved their center fielder. They've shaded him towards the left center gap there.
End of the windup, Ryan Watt, line to left field. That is going to get down for a hit for Lynch. So Lynch, who, as you said, had a tough day, hit into a double play his first time up, struck out his next time up, and behind 1-2 here, he lines it into left field for a single to keep the game and the season alive for the Kingsmen. The tying run is at first base now in the top of the seventh inning with two outs and the cleanup man, Peyton Kerr, to the plate. Kerr 0-for-3. He struck out, flying out, and also grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Curveball from Watt, a called strike, 0-1.
It's a really good pitch there by Watt. It takes a lot of confidence to be able to throw that off-speed in an 0-0 count.
Swing and a miss by Kerr. And now behind, 0-2. Mishawaka outfield deep, but no doubles depth. Runner at first base. Ryan Watt from the stretch. Just swing and a miss. Mishawaka takes down Penn. 2-1. And the Cavemen, their hot streak continues, and they'll go to the regional championship game with a 2-1 victory over their arch rival, Penn Kingsmen. Ryan Watt gets the last six outs, including three strikeouts, over the last two innings, and the Mishawaka Cavemen will take down Penn 2-1. Two runs, four hits, two errors for Mishawaka. A run, six hits, one error for Penn, and the Mishawaka Cavemen will take on Chesterton tonight in the regional championship game. I'll tell you, we won't be here for that game. We have South Bend Cubs baseball coming up tonight on WSBT. We want to thank Midland Engineering Company and Sonic Drive-In and the rest of our sponsors as well. If Mishawaka would win tonight, there's a high likelihood that we would be there for semi-state next week, though. So let's take a timeout and then back to wrap things up. This is Mishawaka Penn Regional Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. With Jesse Stiers, I'm Sean Stiers, back live in LaPorte at Schreiber Field as Mishawaka pulls off a pretty big upset with a 2-1 victory over the Penn Kingsmen. A 21-game winning streak comes to an end for Penn as Mishawaka comes up with another big win. They have won 14 of their last 16 games now. And, Jess, a big one, obviously, in a lot of different ways. One, you're facing your arch rival, lost to them both times during the regular season. Now you're playing them in regionals. Cup a win to advance to the regional championship.
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying earlier, Penn had won, 21 straight games, and this is pretty monumental upset. I mean, Mishawaka was not was considered the pretty heavy underdog here, and this snaps Penn's fourth bid for a consecutive regional championship if they've won it in 2015, 2016, and 2017. But it's nice to see Mishawaka win, get into the regional championship, as Coach Hummer is a very good coach and an even better guy.
And I mean, you think about John Hummer and the NIC. You've got Steve Stutzman, who's in the Hall of Fame. You've got Greg Dykus, who are in the Hall of Fame. Both have won state championships in the last 5 years. John Gumpf, who's a really good coach as well, who's in another regional championship tonight after winning a state championship last year. And John Hummer, maybe underrated as far as that group goes, just because of all those things that those coaches have done with those teams, but here's a guy who keeps plugging away, who's always got fundamentally sound teams. Now they're going to play for a regional championship tonight.
Yeah, like you were saying, Coach Hummer doesn't necessarily have the most talented guys, like when it comes to St. Joe, when it comes to Penn, but he like you said, he keeps plugging away. He gets these guys to grind out. He finds the best lineup. He finds he maximizes his ways to win, and he was able to pull it out. You almost have to put him up there as one of, you know, the top tier coaches in the NIC.
No, I think you do, without a doubt about that. So here's how it went down. Penn scored the first run of the game in the fourth inning on an RBI ground out by Jeff Pollock. He got Nate Lavisa home, so it took to the fourth for a run to score off Sam Shively. And then in the fifth inning, with Penn on top, 1-0, here's how the Cavemen got their first run home. Hall going, and now a delayed double steal as it got away for a second. Now it goes into right center field. Here comes Dylan Hall. He'll score to tie it up, and the lead run goes to third. Hall made it 1-1 after coming around. He was at second base. There were runners at first and second, and the delayed steal, the catcher Lavisa didn't hold the ball cleanly on the pitch to the plate, and then the runner from first base broke to second base. It was Donovan Snyder, and so then with Derek Dawson, the sophomore catcher, at the plate, he worked the count. It was 2-2 with the score tied 1-1. Here's how the eventual winning run would score. Head on the ground and into left field, an RBI single. Derek Dawson, Mishawaka goes on top 2-1. Sam Shively, the winning pitcher for Mishawaka. And Ryan Watt got the last six outs, including this one, to finish off the game. Mishawaka outfield deep, but no doubles depth. Runner at first base. Ryan Watt from the stretch, just swing and a miss. Mishawaka takes down Penn, 2-1, and the Cavemen, their hot streak continues, and they'll go to the regional championship game with a 2-1 victory over their arch rival. So again, Watt with a six-out save. He struck out three in the last two innings to pick up the victory, and Mishawaka wins 2-1. So Shively, the winner, Watt with the two-inning save, and the game-winning RBI to Derek Dawson. 2-1, Mishawaka over Penn. And so, again, it'll be Mishawaka and Chesterton tonight for the regional championship. Again, we will not be able to bring you that game because we have South Bend Cubs baseball coming up here in a couple of hours on WSBT. If Mishawaka does beat Chesterton, I would say that there's probably a good chance that we'll be with them at semi-state a week from tonight. Jess, great job today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Baseball radio debut. Good to have you with us, and a good Penn victory and a good, pretty well-played high school baseball game in this regional semifinal. 2-1 as Mishawaka takes down Penn. We've been presented by Midland Engineering Company. Also, be sure to stop by Sonic Drive-In 2-5 for half-price drinks nightly after 8 p.m. for half-price shakes at Sonic Drive-In, West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Main and South Bend and Michigan City. For Matt Embry, our studio engineer, I'm Sean Stiers. Again, the final, 2-1, Mishawaka over Penn as the Cavemen advance to the regional championship tonight against Chesterton. You've been listening to Regional High School Baseball presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT.